Hi, welcome back to the podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you for listening. I'm happy that you found me. If you're a veteran, thanks for listening to the other previous podcast episodes. I'm going to talk today about how to create the illusion of light. And that's what we are. We're illusionists. We're taking raw paint and creating an effect, basically. It's a some people might say it's magic, but it's not. One of the simplest things I can tell you is you need to have a dark value in order to have the effect of light. If you don't have dark value around your light value, it will not light up. Simple as that. It's really not that complex. So when you're saying, well, my painting is not popping, I hear this from artists. It's just not popping. Well, because your values around it are probably, there could be two things. It could be your lights are not light enough, your darks are not dark enough. Or it could be just one of the things. Your light is light enough, but your dark is not dark enough. It could be either. When we talk about light, I'm not talking about per se white. So, you know, the effect of sun, or let's say the moon rising, right, in the sky. Well, in order to have that moon to glow, you have to have enough darks overall around your painting. Averaging it out has to be dark enough in order that moon to glow. And you say, well, the moon is not glow enough, because then you have all the values around it not dark enough. And when I say dark, how dark, that depends, but there's a threshold of how dark you need to get it. Without it, it's just not gonna look like it's the moonrise, moon glowing. It could be the sun the other way around. I'm just saying moon generally, because things get darker as the moon rises. It's just a good example. That's why it doesn't look like it's lighting up. Simple as that. It's really not, you know, rocket science. But when you're practicing it, is a different story, right? We can think about it here, but when you need to go to the canvas, then it's a different story. Same thing with rocks. When you're painting a rock face, well, the reason the rock face that's getting lit by light looks lighter, much lighter, is because you have the shadow side. You have to have the darks around it also. Same concept. The concept is the same. Doesn't matter what you paint. It could be the face. Why is the face not lighting up? Well, because you have the shadow side and what's around it on the other side too. It's not dark enough. So generally, you don't have enough darks around your lights. And again, I'm not talking about black either. So it depends how dark your darks are and how light your lights are and what you try to achieve. You know, if you want to paint a model that's lit up by artificial light and you want to accentuate a certain area of the figure, then you know, you're going to have also edges is one thing, hard edge against soft edge, but your darks have to be against those lights. Simple as that. It's really, that's why it's not glowing. When you look at, if you look at your own paintings right now in the studio and some of them are not popping, it's because of this issue. It's simple as that. That's why I tell students that values are so important to understand. You have to understand values first before you move to color, because color is not the issue. Let's go back to the moonrise. It's value that's the problem. You don't have your values correct. That's the problem. And people just jump to color way too fast before they understand value. Again, I'm recording this in the winter. If you're in an area where it's too cold and you just can't go outside to paint, just set up a simple still life. Literally just go to the kid section, the child section at one of the stores, and pick up some basic blocks like spheres or balls or blocks and light it. Put it on a white surface. Just for the heck of it, you can put it on different surfaces. But and start painting that and just paint it with black and white paint. You're going to learn so much about value, so much about value. Other than that, you should be going outside and painting from life. But there's no substitute of painting from life, direct observation, to understand value. Once you understand and once you have a better understanding, then your moon will glow because you know how to control the value around it. So I hope this makes sense. It's not rocket science. It's generally a value issue within your painting. So thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about painting rocks, I have a free training, webinar training. Check that out at my website at swagrickfineart.com. It's right at my homepage. It says free training. Click that. And I also have a blog that I've been doing for years that has more videos in it. So you'll get even more visual about some of these concepts that I'm talking about. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Also, come over to my website, where I made for you many short video tutorials. These are smaller bit-size video content that explain concepts, ideas, and things that I teach in my own classes.